The following is Srila Prabhupada's morning walk in the Melbourne Botanical Gardens on May 20th, 1975.
Are you yet?
Huh?
Not too many flowering
varieties. No, not. Speaking of flowering, I mean to say varieties, plants and creepers, 2 million. Lakhavingshati. Oh, 10 lakhs equals 1 million. And Vingshati, 20 lakhs.
There was one newspaper article in the paper I was reading. They were advertising a new book about the evolution of man, and they were saying that there was approximately 2 million varieties of life on this planet. This was the calculation of the scientists.
2 million? No, 8 million, 400.
You were saying the other day that all the species of life are mentioned in the Padma Purana.
Yeah.
I'll give an account of.
They have given separate account or only on the total?
Only an approximation.
An estimate.
Drawing of the so-called missing link between the evolution from ape to man. They've given one drawing of a species looking like a man, but runs like an ape. Like this, and they're claiming this is
right. They got it.
This type of personality was existing millions of years ago.
Of the 400,000 human species, what is the distinguishing characteristic that makes one different from another? How could we recognize them, or could we?
You have not seen varieties of men?
Yes.
Yeah.
But is it divided by country, or within one country there are many species?
You are taking up country, but Shastra takes of the planets, not of the country. Your idea is very simple, country, national. But Shastra is not, there is no such thing as national. They take the whole universe as a whole. They consider from that angle of view. This critical idea, state, national, has come later on. There is no such thing previous. One planet or universe like that. Looks like last night the girl was astonished at how this planet can be governed by one king. It was being actually done. And the whole universe is being governed by Brahma, one person. See, one must know how to govern.
Say Srila Prabhupada, by the distribution of wealth and minerals in each loka, in each planet, that it's meant to be governed by one ruler. One place there is gold, one place grains grow. Is this true?
No, everywhere there is everything. Maybe proportionally in different quantities.
Is that governing that Brahma does in the universe, he does that in relationship with all the other demigods, like their departmental heads. So he's not personally directing every single thing.
Yes, he's given in charge. It's like we have got different divisions for different zones. Similarly, they're doing their duty nicely. All these planets are the different residential quarter of different demigods. They're controlling the whole universal affairs. In comparison to them, this human being is nothing. We are controlled, we are not controllers. That they do not realize. The modern civilization, they do not realize. Although they are being controlled, they do not recognize it. That is the defect. This way.
Yeah.
Sri Prabhupada, is the human form is insignificant compared to demigods?
Yes.
But still, it is very much desired, this human form of life, even by the demigods?
Yes. We got a very good chance of realizing God in the human form of life. Just like difference between Western countries and India. India a very quick chance of realization of God. The atmosphere is so nice. So, this planet is good for God realization, and the best place is in India.
Are temples there considered to have the same atmosphere,
oh, yes,
just as potent as
the
holy places?
You can create that potency anywhere within this planet.
Prabhupada, you were saying yesterday the rains, by the rains all good things come, and rains come because of good jagna. So in this planet everybody is meat-eating. In this country, everybody is performing sinful
activities. That way it is decreasing. The more you are becoming sinful, the rain will decrease.
So it is decreasing now?
Yeah. And at the end, there will be no rain. Then this whole planet will be ablaze with fire. That is the beginning of destruction. Everything will die. All trees, plants, animals, everything will be made into ashes by the fire. And there, there will be rain, and the ashes will be melted, and the whole universe will be finished.
I read too, Srila Prabhupada, that in the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was only rainfall in the night time. Is this true?
Night time?
Rain would fall in the night time, so no. It's rain.
Who says it, night time?
It mentions in Krishna book that in the evening it would rain.
So it's not to disturb the activity of the inhabitants through
the
night time.
That is the way. If night time it rains and daytime there is sunshine, then the land becomes very fertile to produce. There is a common saying in Bengal, Dine jal rete tara, sei janme sukho dhara. If it rains heavily during daytime and at night you see the stars, then you should know there will be scarcity of rain. There will be scarcity of rain and scarcity of food grains. The best thing is, At night, there must be heavy rain, and daytime, there should be sunshine. Then the field will be very fertile.
Is the irregularity in the weather and
that is due to sinful life. So irregular.
If we increase the Krishna consciousness movement,
then it will be regular. It is nature's punishment. You may not care what is sinful life, but that is recorded. That is foolishness. Don't care for God, don't care for what is going to happen. That is foolishness. People, lower planetary system, they are like that. In this planet also, and most Western countries, there are many places, don't care for anything. What is sinful life, what is going to happen, let us enjoy, that's all. This is the Let us enjoy, that's all. Materialistic point of view is like they do not know that we are eternal and we are responsible for our activities. That is knowledge. But they have no knowledge. They simply want to enjoy. They do not care for death also. Simply sense gratification, that's all. This is called dhanam, dhanam life. The scientists explain for so many varieties. They accept there are varieties. Why there are so many varieties of life?
They're simply approximating. They said from recent discoveries and examination of fossils and like this.
That's all right.
The calculation.
Why there are varieties?
They say originally there was just a cell, and by adaptation, in some circumstances, one kind would live and another would die. So all these varieties adapted to different conditions.
Who adapted this?
Well, they just
who managed
accidentally.
That is nonsense. Nothing happens accidentally. That is nonsense. There must be some arrangement. What is happening is accidental.
Well, they say
why you are taking care of the trees? So many things. Nothing is done accidentally. You do not see the cause. If accidentally one can become rich, why you are struggling so hard to become rich? Why there motor cars are flying all day and night, here and there? Why you are trying? Let accidentally money come. I sit down. Why do they not do that? If accident is there, let accident come and I will become rich man. Why do they try? Why do they go to the college? Let accidentally become MA, PhD. This is all rascality. Simply, poor thought. If things happen accidentally, why you are trying? What is the answer?
Well, we try, but we have to try, but we can't tell what's going to happen. So it's happening accidentally when we try. Just like in school,
no,
we have to try, but maybe we'll
accident,
become promoted.
Then you should not endeavor for anything. Nothing happens accidentally.
Then could not we say that by man's activity then things are happening? I had one letter from a person I used to know. And
activity plus sanction of God. Two things. There are five causes. The activity, the place, the proportion of energy, and ultimately sanction by God. Then things happen. Otherwise, there is no question of accident. accident can happen by the will of God. That is also behind that accident, there is will of God.
So God is forgotten, and we're simply struggling because yes. We're thinking that we're
wrongly directed. As Murha, SS, who does not take instruction from God and thinks that things will happen accidentally.
Prabhupada, is this philosophy like Kama Mimamsa, which is described in the Krishna book? Is this the same principle where they feel that simply by their endeavor things will come? Without the sanction of God? Is this karma mimamsa?
Karma. Now, if you do good, good results will come. So, sometimes it so happens that a person doing very good, still good results is not coming. Is it not? Yeah. Which way?
The argument is then, if God is there and He is actually the ultimate controller and He's motivating everything to happen, then I can just sit back. Hmm? Then I can just sit back and do nothing and things will happen.
You should what? But the result, karmanne badhikaraste ma phalesu kadacha. But do not think that because you are thinking very nicely, the result will come. That is it. Because it is not in your hand. Therefore, karmanne badhikaraste ma phalesu kadacha. Your duty is to go on working, but don't expect the result as you desire. That will never happen unless it is sanctioned. Just like a man is suffering, your duty is to appoint nice physician, mild medicine. But is there any guarantee that he will live? Why does he die? You can say that I have given the best medicine and best medical treatment, still he dies. What is the cause? What do they say? What is the cause?
Perhaps they didn't know the right medicine.
Where from the force comes? As you say, that sometimes they are forced to commit mistake. Yeah. So why don't you inquire? Where from the force coming? Did you inquire that?
I tried to, Baba.
The force means that is supreme, his force. Without his sanction, you will be forced to commit mistake.
That force is karma?
No, force is there, God's desire, supreme will. You are trying to do something, you are trying your best. You are employing your full energy and all the means. Still it is not done. Therefore the force is coming from God. Otherwise how you will explain? What is the explanation? That you endeavored, you did all that is possible by you. Still the result did not come. So how you will explain? Yes.
They tried to make God their order supplier.
Huh?
They tried to make God their order supplier, when the supply does not come, they say there's
God
no
is not order supply. Otherwise, everyone is praying, just like in the last war. Everyone went to church and prayed for saving the life, only mostly women, because all men in Germany, especially, everywhere, they went to the war front. So all the women, they went to the church for praying for their husband, for their brother or father. But nobody came back. And later on they became atheist. Oh, there is no God. Because God did not supply their order, therefore God, there is no God.
Sure.
If God agrees to my proposal and He supplies things as I want, then there is God. Otherwise there is no God. That means God is under my condition. This is going on.
There's one song written where the writer said that the reason the Americans won the war was because God is on their side.
So, that is a fact. Unless God desired, how they can win? That we admit that.
But now they are becoming mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're again becoming a mouse. The Americans, now they're losing the favor of God.
No, they're right, obviously. We trust in God. Mm-hmm. The whole, I think Americans are fortunate because this Sankirtan movement is there. If they take it more seriously, they will be actually favored nation of the Lord.
At the present moment, it seems that the communist movement seems to be taking over more and more countries.
They'll take, because people are becoming godless. That is the defect. People are becoming hippies, godless. This material world is full of miseries because most people are godless. Yeah, material world means avoiding God. That is the sum and substance of material. They are trying to avoid, becoming independent of God. That is their endeavor. The scientist, the philosopher, the politician, everyone is trying that. Therefore they are suffering. Maya is there. It's like a criminal, if he says, I don't care for government, the police will take care of. That is certain.
Someone tries to inquire about God, but can be so overpowered by Maya.
What if you are strong, then Maya will not be able to overpower. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mami uda prapadante, maya me tang karan. Anyone who is fully surrendered to God, maya cannot touch.
So how do you become strong?
Huh?
How does one become
that
strong?
We have given. Be strict in following the regulative principle, chant Hare Krishna. That's all.
Just the four regulative principles?
Yes. No illicit sex. No, this is the method. And chanting is the process. Then you'll remain strong.
Okay.
And if you neglect, then you become weak.
So that
to remain strong is not difficult, but we don't want to remain strong. That is our decision. Otherwise, it is not difficult. But we don't want to remain strong. We voluntarily become weak. Then Maya catches. Come on.
Is it necessary to see the deity regularly in order to remain strong?
Yes, everything necessary as we have prescribed. If you think that it is not necessary, unnecessary, then you under the Maya. Why do you take that? Is it necessary? That means you are not strong enough. You cannot follow, therefore you say, is it necessary? You are considering. That means you are becoming prey to Maya. As soon as you ask this, that means you have already fallen a victim of Maya.
It says without doubting.
Huh?
Without doubting.
Yes.
Without doubting.
People who are immersed in Maya to become serious when we go out and we preach our Sankirtan movement, how to get...
They'll become gradually, not all of a sudden. They're purchasing one book, they'll read, and gradually they'll be elevated. You go to his school, but all of a sudden you cannot say that I'm an MA. You have to wait. That is called dhaijya. Usaha dhaijya. One should be very enthusiastic, at the same time patient. If you think that I am very enthusiastic, still I am not getting the result, be patient. Nishchaya. Be sure the result will come. But be patient. These are the ways. Usaha dhaijya nishchaya tattva karma pravartana. You have to follow the regulative principle. Sato vritte, you should be honest. You are not following and still you say, I am devotee. That means you are not honest. Sato vritte, sadhu sanghe, and in the association of devotees, saravi bhakti prasiddhati, by following the six principles, you advance. This is the Rupa Goswami's system.
Discipline.
Yeah. Do you think that solving the problem of birth, death and old age and disease is a very easy task? Yeah, you have to very, very strongly. Those who do not care, that is another thing. They are under these laws going on. Life after life, the changing body, again birth, again death, again in the womb of mother. They do not take it seriously. How risky life is that? They do not take it. Oh, what is that? Now, Kali Yuga, the mother is killing the child. Even within the womb of mother is not safe. This is going on. So they do not take the how this way of life is risky and uncomfortable. They do not take it seriously. To enter again into the womb of mother, how difficult job and troublesome it is, they do not understand. For want of education.
So those persons who do not take even their material predicament seriously, then it is the same when they approach the earth, they say, our devotees,
no,
they don't take us seriously.
They will give in chance. Even if they fall down, they guarantee best life in the next birth. Suchinang Simatangi to take birth in devotees or nice Brahmin's house. So they get again chance. So our point should be, why another chance? Finish this business in this life. That is determined. Why another chance? I may be misled again. That should be our determination. Finish this business, this life. One life let me be strict in following the discipline and regulations. This is called tapasya. So although it is inconvenient, I must do it to solve my problems. That is determination. Dhirabhrata. Firm determination.
I have to come to the temple to be trained.
Temple or no temple, you must be firmly determined. You can have God realization under this tree if you have got firm determination. Anywhere you can stay. But temple is the ordinary well, a facility. If you are so, I want to say, elevated, you may not come to temple. But ordinarily, for the neophytes, they must come to the temple. Why he does not come? Does he think that he has become very elevated? That is false. Haridas Thakur, he was not going to the Jagannath temple, but Jagannath was coming to him. So if you are so strong like Haridas Thakur, that is another thing. But if you falsely think and imitate Haridas Thakur, then you go to hell. That's all. We should not falsely think that now I am advanced and elevated, I can do whatever I like. That is wrong.
Lord Brahma created something called self-deception. Would self-deception mean that if I think I'm forced to fall down, but actually I wanted to fall down, but I think, oh, I'm forced. Is that self-deception?
Force? Force means if you violate the rules, then you are forced. If you contaminate some disease, then you are forced to suffer from it. If you don't contaminate, then you remain safe.
Point of being serious to recognize the problems of life before one can understand your books, Kami, he must become serious to understand how that he is in misery and that he must get out.
So without understanding you are initiated, do you think? Why you are initiated if you do not understand the seriousness? Why do you take initiation? That means cheating. You do not understand, still you show that I am not understand.
It seems to be very difficult if they are not very serious about anything.
But that is missionary activity, that they do not understand. But you have to make them understand. They are not calling you, I am suffering, please come. But it is your business to go and let them know that you are suffering, you take this. That is the way of becoming very quickly recognized by Krishna. Otherwise, if you think they are not understanding, what is the use of going there? Let me sleep. That is not good. They are not understanding, still you have to go. And then Krishna will think that he is laboring so hard for my sake. Never mind he is successful. It doesn't matter. But you are working hard for Krishna, that is noted down. So our business is to be recognized by Krishna. Whether one man is converted or not converted, that is not our business. We shall try our best. But Krishna must see that I am giving service to him. That's all. That is wanted. Not that you have to judge that you have approached so many men, nobody became Krishna conscious. That doesn't matter. But you have gone there, you have endeavored your sincere effort. That is recognized by Krishna. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you give him, you inform him the instruction of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never says that you see that he has actually become Krishna conscious. Never says. You simply say and go and say. That is your business. It is not that you have to see that he has become Krishna conscious. It is not so easy to become Krishna conscious. It is not so easy. It will take bhavanam janmanam ante, after many, many births. But you have to do your duty. Go and preach. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Your duty is finished. Of course, you will try to convert him. If he is not converted, that is not deviation of your duty. You have to simply go and speak. Just like when I came to your country, never expected any success. Because I knew as soon as I will say, no illicit sex, no meat eating, they reject me immediately. So I was not hopeful at all.
You're so attached.
Huh?
You're so attached.
Yeah. But it is your kindness that you accept. But I never expected. I never expected that these people will accept. I never expected.
Simply, if we rely on Krishna,
yes, that is our only business.
And if we look for results,
and we should do our duty as prescribed by the spiritual master, Guru Krishna Kripa, then both sides will be favored from the spiritual master and from Krishna, and that is the success. My Guru Maharaj was publishing one paper, Dainik Nadia Prakash. It was worth 2 paise or 1 paise. So if a brahmachari could sell a few copies, he would have been so glad. The collection was not even foreigners. Still you are so glad. Oh, you are distributed something. Our business is to carry out the order, not to see success. Success is not so easy. That is not so easy.
Is this the reason why others who have preceded yourself earlier on, is this the reason why they were not successful? Because they were trying to judge? They were trying to judge the result?
Who?
Others who have come before yourself, when they tried to preach?
They did not try. They came officially. Not even try. Ah.
like Arjun on the battlefield. He simply had to try for Krishna.
Yes. Arjun said, Krishna Vachananta. Yes, I shall carry all powers. Nothing else. Yes, you are asking me to fight, I'll fight. That's all.
One attends the temple and regularly and inquires from the devotees about the devotional principles, and because of some reason he's not necessarily it's not convenient for him to live in the temple at that time, and he's living with people.
No, you live in temple or without temple, if you follow the instruction, that is what. If you live without temple and chant 16 rounds and observe the regulative principle, that's all right. It doesn't require that you should live in the temple. And if you live in the temple and do all nonsense, then what is the use of living in the temple? That thinking means they are not fixed up. That very word suggests that they are not fixed up. Initiation can take place anywhere.
He's saying those who are initiated, must they live in the temple? He's making...
Must follow the regulative principle. Not that must live in temple.
How can one use marriage to reach back home, back back to Godhead?
Huh?
How can one use the sacrifice of marriage?
Yes, marriage must be done in the temple. What is this sound? This lake is being filled up.
Some construction.
Huh?
Standing in the lake, 3 miles from the yard.
Oh.